heart. And now God will take that you put down and find in it someone worthy for him to embrace.
Don't think God embraces a black man or a black woman just because they've been kicked in the butt so many times, or just because they've been rejected so many times, or just because they have so many stripes from lashes and inflictions, you know, from white man's rule or something. No, that's not what brings God to pick on a black man. When God see a black man in that state, crushed and beaten and denied, rejected and cut off from all understanding, but he's yet trying to be a decent human being, then God picks him up. And he said, here's the thing that you reject. Here's the thing that you single out for abuses. The thing that you cut off from his humanity. I will take this thing you've cut off from humanity. And because you don't have as much conscience as it has in it, I'm going to raise it up to be your example, to be your model, to be your boss. Oh, yes, we have been chosen. We have been chosen because of the circumstances, because of our history, because of the circumstances in our life. We have been chosen to be raised up and be models for the world. It is going to come whether I preach, whether Jesse Jackson preach. We don't have to preach. You will preach. Your children will preach. It's going to come. It's in our destiny to rise up and be the model that God wants for the rest of the society, for the rest of the world. Because America was not alone in her wrongdoing to blacks. The whole world sat by idle and watched what was going on and did very little or nothing about it. So the whole world now should be shown a new model of what God approves as a picture for man. And believe me, out of that strange history, beginning in slavery, the worst form of slavery ever in the history of man, out of that freedom movement, out of the strange thing that occurred called the Nation of Islam, and whatever affected it to come into existence, have come now a new man. A new man. No one can tell me that Allah has not created a new man in America. Born out of circumstances strange and dark, dark and confusing. Here we are today. Myself and those who think like me. Here we are today. We are not coming up on any kind of false idea of our work. We are coming up upon the true idea of our work. We don't even want it unless God said it. We don't even want it unless it's true to reality. And here we are rising up. Rising up. I myself, no degree from college. I only went to college a few hours. Hope to go back. But I only have a few hours. And I'm the leader. A leader. Of these people now that identify with me. Yes. And in the following are bachelors, masters, doctors. And I get the most recognition and the strongest tribute, or whatever you might call it, compliments or whatever, from those with the highest degrees and with the soundest knowledge. They look at me and they submit to me. I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't ask for it, but they give it. They give it because it's demanded of their own knowledge. Their own knowledge demands them. Their own human mind and conscience demands them to come to me and say, minister, amen.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I look at it and say, how did this happen? And I know myself. I know myself. I said, no, this ain't, I didn't bring this about. I haven't earned all this. Oh, I know what you're saying. But I'm saying something that's even more important. This is a group life. And I'm just the focus for it.
A super ego.
A new superego. See, when a new superego is born, it's like a new star born in the heavens. It becomes comes the sinner for all the bodies around it. Huh? Yes. A sinner for all the bodies around it. And when that new superego is born, it begins to feed the whole society. The whole society. Pretty soon, a culture forms. Life, knowledge, culture, all the needs for society forms. You are the best community, raised up, brought out, or evolved for all people. Superego. What has made your imam successful? It has been him doing the fact that he's done the unexpected. That's what have made him so successful. It was expected that he would come up and try to pretend that he was Dalai Lama. It was expected that he would claim maybe that he's Farad in 20. He would last the white man. But instead he came out with two whips. Yeah. Lasting both white and black. It was thought that the successor would take us a step farther in the building of a black nation.
Yeah.
Instead he universalized.
Yeah.
And chose just to be a member in a universal nation rather than to be an isolated person from that nation that is universal.
Right.
So he became universal where the others were not.
Yes.
They were he chose to emphasize universal truth,
yes,
that are broad and all embracing.
Uh-huh.
And they looked for him to die. They start predicting his death. Say, well, he won't make it out of the 60s. He won't make it out of the 70s. He won't make it out of the 80s. And I guess some around now saying, Wallace won't make it out of the 90s. But here we are. Here we are. We got more of our members now rising up in society. Every legitimate interest, we find our people getting into it. Business, politics, science, technology, the armed services, whatever it is, we find those that belong to this new group that represents a new African-American superego. Find them getting into all these important avenues, all these important positions of interest, legitimate interest. It's wonderful. It is wonderful. We have more professional people in my time than we ever had before. Anybody can prove that me wrong, prove it. We never had as many professional people as we have now. We have more business now than we ever had. Oh, how can you say that? We had 1,000 acres of farmland producing what? We had our own trucks. We even had our cargo plane. What was it doing? We had our own fish business. You sure did. I know. But I'm prouder now of our fish business. Maybe you don't want to call it our fish business. But I believe that Dalai Lama Muhammad came to help people, to help his people. And I believe that business progress was supposed to be the progress for his people. We have one man that's handling the volume of fish bigger than we were handling in Chicago. One man. His business is more financially successful than the whole program of fish. The fish program of the Nation of Islam had to come and borrow it from the charity. This business person I'm talking about have never asked me for a penny but give. to my ministry and gives to others. He helps other African Americans come into that business. He's in Atlanta. He's one businessman. He used to follow the honor of Elijah Muhammad. He was a good follower of the honor of Elijah Muhammad. And he's a good follower of Imam W. Dean Muhammad's ministry. Yes! And I can go on naming them to you. How we have people, progressives, in business, in education. We have imams now that have a much higher level of formal education. Much better sense of what is true in this world of reality than we ever had. I'm not putting down that time. In fact, I've lifted it up. But I'm telling you this, that we now have more progress than we ever had before. And it's all progress for the better, progress for the good. In Atlanta, we have a better school than we ever had in the time of our Elijah Muhammad. I'm just singling out that school because it's at the top. It's one of the top. In fact, I believe it's the best school we have. We have elementary school there, preschool, elementary school, and high school there. The one responsible for that school is not only a principal or a director of the school, also an imam, a former Harvard student. Harvard student. From that school in Atlanta have now graduated the daughter of this man. And she is now a freshman in Harvard. So here's a tradition that looks like it's going to be continued. She will come from Harvard, maybe, and when her father gets too old, she will become the director of the school. And this is just an example I'm giving you of good things that are happening for us. Here is the son of Naomi Elijah Muhammad, invited by the state of Georgia, where Elijah Muhammad was born, Sandersville, Georgia, to address the Senate, or the two houses, in Georgia. I made an address there. You think I didn't mention my father, Elijah Muhammad? I did. And I made an address there saying nothing that wouldn't be approved by the Quran and our prophet, our leader, Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be on him. And what did I get? A standing ovation from those learned men. And when I finished my talk, they rest upon me like I was a celebrity. Wanted to get some conversation with me, wanted my autograph. What made me so special? What about 6 hours of college, that's all. Yes. So, just previous to that, I was invited to Washington, supported by three powerful senators. One of them a Republican. Great tribute paid to me. Great tribute. The language was so impressive. Things that they, compliments they paid to me. But they were not to me. When I heard those compliments, I know who they're to. They're to us, to our life, to our victories, to our success, to our achievements as a group here in America. So yes, please. So, that's all in the record. Goes all down in government records. Right now, I'm invited by a special, very special group of people. Thank you very much, sister and brother. By a very special group of people I'm invited. I tell you the kinds of persons that address them. I'm the speaker after Warren Christopher. Right? Yes. So, if I continue to live around here a little longer now, and I'm not an old man, if you don't believe it, ask my wife. She wouldn't have accepted an old man. And I'm recently married. Okay? Again. Yeah. I'm proud of the decisions I make in my life. I don't make no crazy decisions. Yes. Now, if God spares me to continue and be around here at the rate that we you gain any recognition?
Man, oh man. I can see us 10 years from now established as a people.
Because just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't reach our people directly, they rejected him. But his influences did reach them. Don't think our influences are not reaching our people. Our influences are reaching our people. And our influences are bringing messages to our people that don't identify religiously with us, don't identify maybe ideologically or philosophically with us, but our influences are reaching them. And as a result of our presence, our life, and our progress in this life, we are influencing the being, the existence, and the destiny of all our people. And in the long run, when the wise men and women sit down and try to explain the life of black people on this continent, they're going to have to say the most potent factors did not come from white civilization,
right,
from Western civilization,
right,
came from the Quran,
right,
came from the Quran,
right,
and came from Frederick Douglass, Elijah Muhammad, Drew Ali, W.D. Muhammad. Thank you. Peace be on you, and may God guide us always.
Methods and existing treatment programs is the willingness and lack of creativity of staff members. It can be done. There is also assistance available to treatment centers to develop formal relapse prevention tracks, which is the best way to go. Many industries are looking at the issue of treating relapse-prone patients, and they're saying, why should we send a patient to a treatment program that's already failed once? And they're beginning to look at approving programs for relapse patients only if they have a specialty relapse prevention track. It doesn't cost any more to run a relapse prevention track because right now 20 to 35% of the patients in the average treatment center are relapse prone. All you do is you set up a separate team who conducts separate education and a separate therapy track and sets up relapse prevention self-help groups to get the process started. And there's a lot of help available. There are already developed policy and procedure manuals to help agencies do this. So you can approach this thing from a variety of different ways. And the final thing I'd like to address with you is the concept of becoming a positive change agent. Actually, the second to the last thing. If you believe in this concept, you can bring this information back and introduce it to your agency. If it's not well known in the area that you come from, you can introduce it. You are now exposed to the newest research and applications of a relapse prevention model. You have more knowledge about it than the average counselor or therapist. Along with that comes a responsibility for you to take some action with it. And I just want to share this with you, that every treatment center I know